Now we're ready to start.
With us in the studio, we have Mary Sonte, Board of Director of Association, which helps to maintain continuity of traditions cultivated from generations past and present. She's from India and now lives in the USA, where the association organizes different events. Good afternoon, Mary.
Good afternoon.
First of all, I'd like to offer you to remember your childhood. What are the things that you feel nostalgic about your childhood, school, college, and festivals celebrated in the country of your birth?
I am from India, and my motherland influences greatly my feelings. For the longest time, I used to be very nostalgic about my elementary school in Vijayawada. I used to miss my friends, teachers, and even the vendors who would sell seasonal items by the school. Those were the best times of my childhood. As far as festivals, I really miss the Telugu New Year the most because of the fun and festive atmosphere in our home and also our neighborhood. My parents would buy us plenty of fireworks, and kids in the neighborhood would all hang out playing them till the wee hours of the night.
What is it that you miss the most about India and would like to get it in the USA?
Indian community in the US has come a long way in recreating the tastes and smells of home cooking in India, but to this day there are only two things that cannot be matched in the US: the amazing mangoes of South India and the amla fruit that we used to eat with a mixture of salt and chili powder. We have some really amazing restaurant stores that cater to all our nostalgic tastes.
If you were you as born, how were you acquainted with the culture of your parents?
I was born in a town called Vijayawada in Andhra Pradesh and moved to the US when I was 15. So I think I was very acquainted with my own culture and traditions by the time we moved to the United States.
How often do you travel to India?
I like to travel to India to visit my extended family and friends about once every 3 years. And at the same time, we have our family visit us from India as well.
Were you able to see progress and change in India?
Progress is subjective. To me, progress is gaining better understanding of our culture, better lifestyle, better education, and in general, a better way of life. Unfortunately, I noticed that in India, a better lifestyle with higher paying jobs had led to complete and utter loss of our culture. During my last visit, I realized people there have no time to enjoy the simpler things in life. Everyone is in such a rush making money and spending money. I feel that the culture that I grew up with in India till I was 15 years old is almost lost, and there is still a huge gap in the way men and women are treated in most of the country.
What are the things that you did not like about India?
The only thing that makes me sad about India was the lack of respect of our traditions. Just to give you an example, during one of our visits there, I was so excited about the festival of Diwali. We were all dressed in our new traditional clothes and did our prayers and prepared a feast for the family. Then we went to visit all our family that lives in the same city and exchanged sweets and got blessings from the elders in the family. Both kids and adults in the family were busy selecting fireworks for the evening. Then I realized the people who were our neighbors and extended family that lived there were not nearly half as excited as we were. The families were dressed in Western clothing. Food was being catered from outside. No one had time to interest to visit their relatives and celebrate together.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
With us in the studio, we have Mary Sonte, Board of Director of Association, which helps to maintain continuity of traditions cultivated from generations past and present. She's from India and now lives in the USA, where the association organizes different events. Good afternoon, Mary.
Good afternoon.
First of all, I'd like to offer you to remember your childhood. What are the things that you feel nostalgic about your childhood, school, college, and festivals celebrated in the country of your birth?
I am from India, and my motherland influences greatly my feelings. For the longest time, I used to be very nostalgic about my elementary school in Vijayawada. I used to miss my friends, teachers, and even the vendors who would sell seasonal items by the school. Those were the best times of my childhood. As far as festivals, I really miss the Telugu New Year the most because of the fun and festive atmosphere in our home and also our neighborhood. My parents would buy us plenty of fireworks, and kids in the neighborhood would all hang out playing them till the wee hours of the night.
What is it that you miss the most about India and would like to get it in the USA?
Indian community in the US has come a long way in recreating the tastes and smells of home cooking in India, but to this day there are only two things that cannot be matched in the US: the amazing mangoes of South India and the amla fruit that we used to eat with a mixture of salt and chili powder. We have some really amazing restaurant stores that cater to all our nostalgic tastes.
If you were US born, how were you acquainted with the culture of your parents?
I was born in a town called Vijayawada in Andhra Pradesh and moved to the US when I was 15. So I think I was very acquainted with my own culture and traditions by the time we moved to the United States.
How often do you travel to India?
I like to travel to India to visit my extended family and friends about once every 3 years. And at the same time, we have our family visit us from India as well.
Were you able to see progress and change in India?
Progress is subjective. To me, progress is gaining better understanding of our culture, better lifestyle, better education, and in general, a better way of life. Unfortunately, I noticed that in India, a better lifestyle with higher paying jobs had led to complete and utter loss of our culture. During my last visit, I realized people there have no time to enjoy the simpler things in life. Everyone is in such a rush making money and spending money. I feel that the culture that I grew up with in India till I was 15 years old is almost lost, and there is still a huge gap in the way men and women are treated in most of the country.
What are the things that you did not like about India?
The only thing that makes me sad about India was the lack of respect of our traditions. Just to give you an example, during one of our visits there, I was so excited about the festival of Diwali. We were all dressed in our new traditional clothes and did our prayers and prepared a feast for the family. Then we went to visit all our family that lives in the same city and exchanged sweets and got blessings from the elders in the family. Both kids and adults in the family were busy selecting fireworks for the evening. Then I realized the people who were our neighbors and extended family that live there were not nearly half as excited as we were. The families were dressed in Western clothing. Food was being catered from outside. No one had time or interest to visit their relatives and celebrate together.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.